Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Evan on his way to North Carolina, I'm sure. So, Sean Manaea did sign last night. We're going to talk about him in a little bit. I did see a RICO was taped at 2 a.m., which would have been when Evan was in the car going to North Carolina.
He did not tape a RICO.
This is the Rico Brodna Podcast.
Driving with his family sleeping in the back of the car. There's no way he did it.
Tiki, my little elves who listen, tell me that while his family slept, he had Pete Hoffman wake up from a cool night's slumber and record a RICO to talk about Sean Manaea signing.
I'm a loser.
That's fact.
So Evan, in a Red Roof Inn parking lot, recorded a Rico Brogna podcast. Is that what you're saying to me right now on his way down to North Carolina?
That is what my elves are telling me.
I would almost feel better for his family if he just would have done it while he was driving.
Why couldn't he just do it when he got to North Carolina? I know we're trying to break down Evan's brain, but why wouldn't he just wait till he gets to North Carolina, fire up the podcast, let Pete Hoffman sleep for once, and then just do it then?
Exactly. And, I'll tell you that I didn't even tape my one Giant step till this morning. He beat me on Manaea, and the Giants lost at 4 o'clock yesterday. So, there you have it. Evan on vacation. We'll see him again Thursday. Ho, ho, ho! The Elves will keep watching the Roberts family all the way down to North Carolina.
No, we'll see him next Thursday.
That's right. That's right. Next to Santa's calendar is all out of whack. Okay. Yesterday, the Jets lose to the Rams. We've been talking about this throughout the first hour of the show. Still your Giant calls off 888-808-1019. But after the game, Garrett Wilson, who, by the way, is fourth in the league in targets, keep this in mind, was not happy, basically, at his usage yesterday. And upon further review, if you go back and really watch it, Aaron Rodgers is so super locked into Davante Adams, with the thought being, and this was mentioned on the broadcast, Aaron Rodgers chasing his 500th touchdown pass. He wants Davante Adams to catch that 500th touchdown pass. And basically every play that was near the end zone would tell you that. But Garrett Wilson, who, remember before we left, Tiki, for the weekend, basically had a weird answer to his long-term future where he saved himself.
Yes, that's
after
right.
First saying, like, I don't know.
Yes.
So let's take a listen to what Garrett Wilson had to say post-game about his thoughts on his usage.
You were not involved much until late in the fourth quarter. Why was it?
I don't know, to be honest with you, man. I don't know. I just got to go out and put my best foot forward and hope that things fall my way. You know, I would love to be involved, love to make an impact on the game, but people see it differently than, you know, that's out of my control. So just try and do what I can do.
We'll go to our resident athlete, Tiki Barber. Tiki, watching the film and hearing Garrett Wilson.
Two targets in the first quarter, one in the third. And then not until the end of the fourth quarter. 4 minutes and 26 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. So basically three targets he had. Not catches, three targets Garrett Wilson had for the majority of this game. Three targets.
So you think he has a gripe?
He does, but he didn't gripe. He just, he again worked his way into the right answer.
But you could tell.
Of course.
That read between the lines. Of course. He's pissed off. I interpret...
But he doesn't want to be pissed. So this is where I give Garrett Wilson credit. Okay. He doesn't want to be pissed off. He doesn't want to just scream and yell and play the wide receiver diva that we're all used to, right? Give me the damn ball. I don't know why this is complicated. I'm one of the great receivers in football.
Right.
Been all pro. Just give me the ball. Like, in his mind, he's saying that, but he fortunately, for the sanity of Jet fans and the sanity of media, has the proper filter to keep him from saying what he wants to say. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing we listened to last week. It's the same thing on that question. He could have said, I don't know, I should be more involved. I had two catches in the first 3.5 quarters. Right?
Which is the genius of it. He told us without telling us.
Exactly right.
Which tells me...
Which is good. Which is good on his part.
I interpret it as, look, you guys are out there seeing it. Aaron's got his boy on the team. It's mm-hmm. the end of the year. I'm going to help out when I can. All I can do is run my routes.
Yeah.
But this is... I'm not in the clique that Aaron Rodgers
It's
has.
Almost like they're pushing him away. Not intentionally.
Well, great. That's my next point. If you have to make a decision at the end of the year, if you're the New York Jets, and then you're bringing a new regime... I am so pro the future of Garrett Wilson over one more year of Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. It's not even fun.
Well, the thing is, I kind of want both those guys.
Well,
you just need someone to live by what's given as opposed to what he wants to happen. And I'm talking about Aaron, obviously.
Right.
And for the most part of his career, you could trust Aaron was going to do the right thing. You just knew he was.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even question it. He didn't even think about it. When he'd get up at the line of scrimmage and he'd check out of a play or give an easy, because that's what we would do to get into something completely different than what we called in the hustle. Get up there and say, easy, easy. So don't get caught up on what we called the huddle. We're going to reset. We're going to do something else. I always trusted Aaron Rodgers to do that because he was always successful doing it. And it was one of those things you'd marvel at his acumen, his domination of the defense. And most of that was in the mind, and then physically he could do it. It's still in the mind. It's just physically the same thing is not happening.
Yeah, it's insane. I feel so bad for Garrett Wilson. But Jeff Olbrich this morning commented on Garrett Wilson's thoughts. Here we go.
Jeff, we asked you yesterday about Garrett, and you said, you know, you got to look at the film. Like, when you went back and looked, did you see?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
That there were more opportunities for him to get the ball?
Yeah, at the end of the day, we got to find ways to get Garrett the ball more often. He's one of the best players on our team, if not one of the best players in this league, especially at his position. So the progression, you know, for a lot of different reasons from a coverage standpoint took him off Garrett. But at the same time, we got to find ways to get him the ball, for sure.
Mm. Captain Obvious, Jeff.
It's just too hard to dig into the minutiae of the game, but I don't think that that was actually the case.
No.
I don't think the coverages took Aaron Rodgers off of Garrett Wilson.
So the way I look at this, and maybe I'm crazy, I think Aaron's kind of coaching his going to game out there right now offensively, and Jeff Olbrich knows it. And
yeah.
Jeff Olbrich kind of, unfortunately for him.
What can he say?
This is what happens. At a broken season with an interim coach and a couple weeks left, I just don't think that Aaron Rodgers is respecting Jeff Olbrich right now, and I think Olbrich knows it, and he can't go and tell the world that.
And what would Jeff say? He's a defensive coach.
Of course.
He was a defensive coordinator for like that first half of the season. It's not like he's ever had any input on offense.
You know what that sounded like when you're in school and your teacher calls on you and you don't have the right answer?
Yeah.
You just say a bunch of words to me, and then at the end you go, you know what? Came out all right.
Yeah,
I think I did all right there.
That
okay.
Good.
Exactly.
This whole Garrett Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams situation is literally the plot to Mean Girls. Lindsay Lohan right. is Garrett Wilson.
I've never seen Mean Girls.
Oh, dude, it's a great movie. Rachel McAdams is Aaron Rodgers.
Yes! Oh, no, you can't get on your wife for not seeing Die Hard, and you've never seen
this. This was peak Lindsay Lohan. Shout out, Long Island. This was peak Lindsay Lohan. That's what this reminds me of. Like, the Tina Fey characters, Jeff Olbrich. I mean, what is this, high school?
No, I think that's
this
a great
is grown
point.
Men, and we're talking about clicks.
Now, here's really what I have the problem with the clicks is you hear Garrett Wilson say that postgame. You hear Olbrich say this stuff this morning. But how about the gall and the nerve of Aaron Rodgers postgame?
Keeping the team positive after, you know, a tough loss like this, not necessarily go your way.
I don't know if you, I mean, I think we're kind of past the keeping the positive thing. I think it's just about perspective. You know, your perspective informs your truth, and your truth makes your reality. So the reality situation is what it is. But your perspective is something you can change every single day. So what you're focusing on is the most important thing now. It's not to change the reality of the situation, being 4-11 out of the playoffs, going into an unknown offseason, but you got to figure out what it means to be a professional. You know, I think that's an important part of building culture. And the last 2 weeks, we can really see who's on board moving forward and who is ready to get out. This is part of the game. I've been on a couple teams where we're out of it, and it's interesting to watch the practice habits, the preparation habits. Hopefully we'll do the right thing. And that means a lot because everybody's watching, and it's a who-you-know business. So, you know, there'll be interesting conversations in the next couple weeks, but just focus on the relationships that we have with each other and trying to finish this thing out like a pro.
I can't stand up, Dave. I can't stand. First of all, that whole first 30 seconds was...
he's not wrong, though. What he's saying is right.
He said the same
thing
four times, but here's the problem.
But what he's saying is right. It's like you can't change anything.
But the idea, first of all, he basically tells you at the end it's about the relationships and everything with Devontae Adams. But the idea of calling out, you know, we'll figure out who wants to be or wants not, when you're playing hero ball with your buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have other guys out there, Conklin, Wilson, trying.
So let's read between the lines then.
Okay.
So what is this telling us? It's telling us that Aaron, you can hear by the answer, it's about the guys who want to be here,
right,
going forward, et cetera, et cetera. That's an issue. It's existing in this team. We don't know who it is. He's not calling anybody out specifically, and he shouldn't, right? Because as a teammate, you don't do that,
right?
But it clearly is happening. The guys aren't at the right level, preparation wise, etc. And Aaron, as a result, because he's Aaron, doesn't trust them.
Definitely not.
And so, if you're Aaron Rodgers, there's one guy that you know from being in battle and in good times with Devontae Adams that you can trust. So,
okay.
Like in some regard, I get why he would be this way. You know what I mean? Because you get a young team. Because the Jets are young. You get a young, Brees is young, Garrett Wilson's young, even Conklin's somewhat young. You got a young team. Some of these guys, I'm not saying any of them are doing that. I'm just saying it's easy for young players to be like, all right, whatever. Get two more games. Let's get out of here. Devontae Adams isn't doing that.
Okay, but then
so he trusts Devontae Adams to be on this on the right level.
But if you really cared about the direction and the who wants to be here about the team and you know the 4-10 and you've seen the guys open and this, that, and the other, I understand that he trusts Devontae Adams. I understand that that's where a circle of trust goes. How are these guys supposed to take their cue that this is how you be a professional, this is how you football, if you basically tune them out and decide you're going to play one-on-one football with your friend? Like, it's like a chicken and egg thing here, TJ.
No, it is. And it's there's no right answer.
You're the one mentally taking these guys out of the game by them saying, what the hell do I keep running these routes for?
Right. And if you're Garrett Wilson, that's where I can see him being really frustrated.
And if you're the Jets, man, look, we keep talking about the talent, right? How could they be this bad with talent? Garrett Wilson is one of those guys that should be here long-term that is a talent building block.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off, Art. That's what it feels like from Christmas Vacation. I would be very, very worried about the future of the Jets, where the Garrett Wilson truly wants to be here if Aaron Rodgers is back.
Right.
You know, you see the tea leaves.
Right.
You see the tea leaves.
And he hasn't said as such, but it kind of feels like he's alluded to it.